Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. As the world reacts to Donald Trump's surprise victory in the US presidential elections, our New York bureau chief, Ed Stocker, decided to stroll along Fifth Avenue. For Tall Story number 32, we look at the Trump Tower.
Nothing perhaps sums up Donald Trump's inflated sense of self and infatuation with his phallus quite like Trump Tower, headquarters of the New York mogul's property empire and the location of his penthouse home. Trump Tower is everything you might expect it to be, and possibly more. Built as New York's first luxury skyscraper, yes, by Trump himself, it was completed in 1984. The now president-elect purchased the land, located in the heart of Midtown on 5th Avenue between 56th and 57th Streets, at the end of the 1970s. It had been the site of the Bonwit Teller department store, but the building was razed to the ground by Trump and replaced with a new 58-story construction. Architecturally, the facade is unusual. Designed by Der Scoot, the American architect behind One Astor Plaza and the Grand Hyatt New York, who died in 2010, the frontage is jagged and stepped in order to increase the number of windows in the building. The lower levels have planted outdoor terraces with trees, while the very top of the skyscraper features seven spiky triangles pointing towards the heavens. Located next to Tiffany's, Trump Tower has gained a reputation that extends far beyond its architectural merits. And it's the inside of the building that American TV audiences have become especially accustomed to seeing. His reality TV series The Apprentice was filmed at the tower for one. Those interiors do feel dated and opulent, to say the least. Everything is marbled, gold-covered and shiny, but it's the $100 million penthouse, Trump's principal home, that is the icing on the cake. It is quite simply a masterclass in bad taste, sparkling with precious stones and metals. Designed by Angelo Donghia, its Renaissance-style ceiling frescoes and gilded cabinets are enough to give Louis XIV's exuberance a run for its money. And yet, despite a condo that so obviously removes him from 99% of the American population, somehow Trump managed to win the election, promoting himself as a man of the people. Trump Tower's usage and symbolism in the last year and a half has changed considerably. The world watched as the New Yorker rode his building's escalator down to a press conference back in June of last year to announce he was running for president. Since then, it has become the site of numerous interviews by America's cable news channels, obsessed and appalled by the Republican in equal measure. And in recent days, Trump Tower has become the central focus for frustrated Big Apple liberals, who have been protesting his message that they feel is anathema to New York values. Barricades have been erected around the building and a no-fly zone enforced above it. And yet, despite the many dramas the building has been through, Trump is clearly attached to the embodiment of his brand. Although he'll be swapping Trump Tower for the White House soon, he'll be giving up his home with a certain amount of reluctance. Whether he decides to recreate those interiors at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue remains to be seen. God help us all.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.